USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Pointed advice from one Republican to another.
My advice is not to try to out-Trump Donald Trump.
Colorado Congressman Ken Buck on what he would advise Florida Governor and GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis has a strong record of accomplishment in Florida when he was dealing with COVID and some other areas, and I think those are the things that he should be running on.
Buck appeared on CNN's State of the Union, as did Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin, a former constitutional law professor. Raskin weighed in on how Trump may have contradicted his own longstanding argument about his ability to declassify documents.
For a while, at least, there was a half-hearted effort to claim by Donald Trump that he could just magically declassify, you know, telepathically or mentally. And this seems to reflect his clear understanding that he had not declassified this document.
The document in question was something Trump held up but did not show to people interviewing him on the record and recorded just a few months after he left office in 2021. Change is coming to Sunday morning. On NBC's Meet the Press today, host Chuck Todd said he's leaving in a few weeks. MSNBC anchor Kristen Welker will take over. Apple's on the verge of announcing what analysts say could be its biggest product since the Apple Watch. It's a so-called mixed reality headset that offers both virtual reality and augmented reality. Southwest Airlines says it's cut a tentative deal with the union representing its 19,000 flight attendants. Southwest is still negotiating with its pilots and ground crews. As the strike by Hollywood writers drags on, movie and TV producers have come up with a new contract for directors. And there's one notable clause in this new deal. Both sides recognize that artificial intelligence is not a person and therefore cannot replace a real human director. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is this weekend's top movie.
The computer-animated flick rang up more than $69 million on its opening Friday night. That's the biggest opening day take for any movie so far this year. The second biggest film this weekend is The Little Mermaid.
That's correspondent Jacqueline Carl. Another milestone for pop superstar Taylor Swift. Brooks Walker explains.
A rental place on Cornelius Street. I sit casually in the car.
Forbes recently catapulted Swift to the number two spot on their richest women in music list, second only to Rihanna. They estimate Swift's net worth to be around $740 million. The singer is currently in the middle of her wildly popular Eras Tour, which in of itself is expected to gross nearly $2 billion.
I'm Richard Johnson, USA News. For the first time since the pandemic, one of the largest faiths in the USA is holding a convention. About 80,000 people have come to Long Beach, California for the gathering of Jehovah's Witnesses. The top prizes in the nation's two big lotteries continue to grow. Nobody won over the weekend, so the Powerball jackpot will be about $269 million on Monday, while Tuesday's Mega Millions drawing will be worth about $218 million. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.